from the Ty Cats Audio Network. This is Ty Cats Today with Louie B.
Yes, it is Ty Cats Today for a Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021. Thanks so much for checking us out here on the Ty Cats Audio Network. And Ty Cats Today during Grey Cup Week is presented by Swoop Airlines, the official airline of the 108th Grey Cup. This winter, why not trade parkas for palm trees? With Swoop, Canada's ultra not expensive airline, you can fly to sun for less. Visit flyswoop.com to save big on flights. And listen to the Ty Cats Audio Network all throughout Grey Cup Week, as in partnership with Swoop, we're giving away two amazing prizes, a pair of Grey Cup tickets and a pair of round trip flights to anywhere Swoop flies. All you have to do is listen for the Swoop keyword. We'll give you a different keyword in every piece of content we create this week. So the more you listen, the more chances you have to win those flights. Go to tycats.ca/listen to win for full contest details, terms, and conditions. So I'll be listening for that keyword coming up in today's show. Also, coming up on today's show, today was all about arrivals. As the Grey Cup arrived to Bayfront Park, the Ty Cats, quote-unquote, arrived at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. We'll get to Coach O, Simone, and Brandon Banks as they spoke at the arrival. We'll hear from the commissioner of the CFL, Randy Ambrosi. We'll hear from the mayor of Hamilton, Mayor Eisenberger. And we'll hear from Hamilton MPP and leader of the Ontario New Democrats, Andrea Horvath. Caught up with all of them down at Bayfront Park. It has been fantastic. You know, yesterday was kind of a Monday. You know, we were still kind of riding the high of Sunday's game. Today, it's starting to feel a little bit more real. I don't know if it's the different events I'm going to or the different faces that I'm seeing throughout town or just, you know, driving, you know, to the airport and to Bayfront Park and then back to the stadium, then back to the convention center. But it's starting to feel a little more kind of Grey Cup like today, and tomorrow it'll start to pick up even more with the coaches' press conferences, and then Thursday, media day. I mean, it's Grey Cup week, and I don't know, it feels like it's just kind of hitting me now, and that it's in Hamilton, and it's here, and we get to host this, but it's been a lot of fun, and make sure to listen to Ty Cats Audio Network all through a Grey Cup week. All right, as mentioned, it is arrival day, and we'll hear from the Grey Cup arrival in just a little bit. But right now, let's start off with the Ty Cats quote-unquote arrival to Hamilton. Normally, you know, when the teams come into the city, it's usually by plane or by bus, but when you're hosting the Grey Cup, you know, you get the benefit of sleeping in your own bed. And I asked Coach O, other than the fact you get to sleep in your own bed, what's different about the 2021 Grey Cup as a head coach than 2019? And here's what he had to say.
Well, I mean, the travel is big. I mean, this day right here, it's a whirlwind. When you win, from the time you win the East Final or the West Final, it's a whirlwind trying to figure out travel logistics and family and all those type of things. And the turnaround's a lot quicker, but the feeling's the same. It all feels good. There's only two teams working, and we're glad to be one of them. No, it's not like we change practice plans or, you know, we do anything a lot different. There'll be different things that we emphasize each week, things that we want to see highlighted, that we feel like we're going to need to give us the best opportunity to win the game. But for the most part, our practice plan, our scheduling, our meetings will remain, for the most part, the same. Well, it sure feels good. You know, the thought of having other people rummaging on our floor and our halls and in our locker room and was a little bit uneasy, but it just feels good. You know, it does feel like another week. That's the thing. It doesn't so far feel like, well, this does. This feels like Grey Cup week, but it feels like another week because nothing's really changed. You know, we're eating in a little different spot. Meeting rooms are a little bit different. But other than that, it's the same guys, same building, same lockers. It's something that we tried to not talk about all year. We addressed it in the beginning. We were well aware of where the Grey Cup was going to be. We always understand the end goal, but we never end watched. We just focused on the process along the way and the journey. And we definitely, it was a roller coaster ride and peaks and valleys, but at the end of the day, we're here. As far as the city of Hamilton, they deserve this game. We get to see firsthand, you know, nine times a year, not quite this year, but all the home games that they're they're at. They just love this. They love this football team. So it's long overdue, but we're kind of not worried about the past and just excited for the game on Sunday. So you want to ask a question that would take 20 minutes to answer. I would say that there's really not a cookie cutter model. Each football team is different. They have their own leaders, their own identity. You're always going to draw from the experience having been there before, but this is a different football team. We have a different staff. We have different people in personnel. Our therapy department and our equipment room and strength coach are the same. So there are some consistent pieces. There's a lot of players on this team that were part of that team, but I'll tell you what, if you really looked at our roster, there's a lot of players that were not part of the 2019 Grey Cup roster. So you're always going to take the experience and whatnot, but at the same time, you gotta understand that it's a different football team, and you just have to understand that team and then do whatever you can to give yourself the best opportunity to win the game.
That is the head coach of the Hamilton Tigers, Orlando Steiner, as he spoke at the Ticats' arrival, and I'm using air quotes. I know you can't see it because it's a podcast, but their arrival at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. We're going to hear from Simone Lawrence and Brandon Banks in just a second, but I do want to let you know that tickets for the 108th Grey Cup 50-50 draw are on sale now. You can go to greycup5050.com. They'll also be available for purchase at the Hamilton Convention Center on Friday through Sunday and here at Tim Hortons Field on game day. But I'm letting you know that they're on sale now because there are two early bird draws throughout the week leading up to the grand prize draw on Sunday. Early bird number one is tomorrow, and it's two silver level Grey Cup tickets. So go to greycup5050.com, get your 50-50 tickets. You'll be automatically entered to win the early bird prize number one, which is two Grey Cup tickets. We'll do that draw tomorrow. And early bird number two, you get $500 cash, two Ticats jerseys, two Grey Cup hoodies, hats, and two Ticats blankets. And then the grand prize, the 50-50, will have a guaranteed jackpot of at least $75,000. So go to greycup5050.com for tickets. And again, early bird prize number one, two silver level Grey Cup tickets will be awarded tomorrow. All right, Brandon Banks, Simone Lawrence, both playing in their fourth Grey Cup, having played in 2013, 2014, and again in 2019. They want nothing more than to win this time around at home at Tim Hortons Field. And we caught up with Brandon Banks at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. And I asked him about, you know, what he's kind of learned in those three previous Grey Cups heading into this one.
I wouldn't say I learned anything. Each trip was different, right? I wouldn't say I learned anything, but this week I'm definitely going to be focused a lot more. Try to keep the other guys that haven't been here in this position. Try to keep everybody focused on the bigger picture, which is winning the game on Sunday. That's part of it. Just don't make it bigger than what it really is. Enjoy the moment. At the end of the day, I mean, that's what we ultimately work to get to this point, right? Just don't make the moment bigger than what it really is. At the end of the day, it's another football game. Obviously, it's a bigger football game. But at the end of the day, they're professional football players. I mean, everybody knows what's at stake. Obviously, like I said, this will prepare to come out and do and get to the biggest stage and go out there and perform. So I'm just going to, like I said before, try to keep them focused. And anything they need help with, I'm here for them. I definitely took a bigger role, being a leader this year. Obviously, it didn't work out, you know, with stats-wise. And so I had to be there as much as I can. Obviously, we got a lot of guys, first-year guys. And obviously, the CFL are different for, like, the American guys like Tim White and Steve Dunbar. So I was just trying to be there as much as I can, give them pointers on whatever they need on how to play the game and how the game is played up here. And obviously they adapted very well, and I'm just happy to be around guys that's balling as well as they are. I got front row seats, so definitely a fun season for me. I think I'm playing well. I think I'm playing best, obviously the best ball of this season. Obviously it took a little longer, battling injuries and a lot of other things off the field, but as the season went on and as, you know, I got more comfortable with what's going on around here, how to go about my day, I was getting better and better as a person and as a football player. And I think I'm playing some good ball right now and just playing my role and doing what I have to do to help the team win. That was very important. You can't live in the past, obviously. And I live by, you know, planning for the future. I don't dwell on the past. So whatever happens in the past is the past. So I just plan for the future and hope for the best. A great gift. I mean, what better way to, you know, write a story, right?
That is Brandon Banks, as we caught up with him earlier today. And one more piece here from the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum, as Simone Lawrence was also in the building, ready to take our questions. And like Brandon Banks, Sim playing in his fourth Grey Cup. And I wanted to know, you know, again, what he has kind of learned in his three previous trips that he's going to apply this season. Here's what he had to say.
Everything just feels kind of normal right now. You know, you woke up this morning, got to go to work over there in Tim Hortons football field. A lot more calm, a lot more of a calm sense feeling. I feel like it's just being here in Hamilton. I've been here for a very long time. I know everything I'm going to get here in Hamilton. And, you know, I trust the city and I love the city. And it's a fun place to be. It's been real cool. You know, I'm enjoying all the fans and how hyped they are. You get time to talk with all the fans on social media and stuff. That's pretty cool. And just to see everybody's feeling and feed on all that energy and keep tumbling into on Sunday. This is great for the city. It's just especially all the small businesses and all like the restaurants and stuff. I'm pretty sure everybody got hit pretty hard during COVID in 2020. And, you know, from a financial standpoint, just to have everybody in the CFL come and spend money in the city of Hamilton, that's always a blessing. So I'm happy for all the owners and stuff I know in Hamilton that it's going to get great business from all the CFL fans. The work is the work. I love it. You know, football is my favorite thing to do in the world. And, you know, it's absolutely blessing. But, you know, you also have to put a lot of work in, you know, just getting up early this morning, 6 a.m. to get a workout in with our strength and conditioning coach. You know, it never stops. You know, you can't let the lights trick you from your spot. I feel like from what I hear, it's an unreal experience. And I know how Hamilton is. Win a Grey Cup in Hamilton after the Hamilton game. I'm sure it's not something you'll be able to put in words. It's just an action. Yeah. I think we're all professional athletes, and I don't think anybody goes into the game thinking they're an underdog. You know, we're here to compete and compete at a high level, and, you know, that's what we're prepared to do. You know, media has a job, and we have a job, you know, and we just hope we do our job better.
And that is Simone Lawrence as he spoke at the Ticats arrival at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum. All right, it's time for the keyword to enter for your chance to win Grey Cup tickets as well as round-trip flights to anywhere Swoop flies. The keyword for this show is Montego Bay. Montego Bay. Go to ticats.ca/listen to win to enter. And for all contest details, that's ticats.ca/listen to win and enter the keywords Montego Bay. Good luck and keep listening all week for more chances to win. All right, I mentioned today was kind of the day of arrivals as the teams arrived, the Grey Cup arrived. It was a fantastic scene down at Bayfront Park. You know, a couple hundred Ticats fans making the journey in the cold. It was cold. It was windy. The snow had fallen the night before, so it was a little bit wet, and running shoes were a bad idea, I will admit. But that didn't take away from the magic of seeing these two, you know, military helicopters land at Bayfront Park, to see my friend Andy Fantuz come out of one of them, see the Grey Cup. Randy Ambrosi was there, the commissioner of the CFL. My buddy Matthew Schinetti, I'm not jealous, but my buddy Matthew Schinetti got to ride in the helicopter as well. My invitation must have got lost in the mail. Tons of VIPs down there. Mayor Eisenberger was there, and I actually had a chance to catch up with both Commissioner Ambrosi and Mayor Eisenberger in a little quick conversation here with the two of them. And I started the conversation by asking, you know, Commissioner Ambrosi, just what it was like to get that bird's eye view of Hamilton, to see the stadium from the helicopter, and to land at Bayfront Park. And here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, there's really nothing like it. You know, having our friends from the Canadian Forces, the two great air crews who brought us in, makes you so proud to be with them, to be quite honest with you. These are real heroes. And then to fly over the city, and, you know, the mayor knows this very well. This city is going to an amazing renaissance. The energy and the passion in the city to fly over it and know that we're coming here for this event. I mean, again, if there's a lot of days in this job that are challenging, this is the great day that you, you know, that makes it all worthwhile.
Mayor, as we're just talking about that quickly, just the idea to get to celebrate this city, the renaissance that it's been through, and really to get to host the greatest party in Canada.
Well, you know, we get to celebrate two things. One of them is the CFL and the great tradition, the 108th Grey Cup right here in Hamilton. And yeah, Hamilton's going through a great transition. We're coming out of, you know, difficult times throughout the country. So it's a great opportunity for the country as a whole to celebrate the Grey Cup and think about, you know, what our future is going to be post-pandemic and moving from, you know, these kind of challenging issues to let's celebrate, and people are ready to celebrate.
And just the buzz in the city, I'm sure you've already been able to tell, but what have you kind of seen this week and even today to get to see the crowd of people out here at Bayfront?
You know, the party starts today. I mean, already we're seeing people excited and enthusiastic just to see the Grey Cup. And from here on in, it just keeps on going. So the rest of the week will be happening.
That is the commissioner of the CFL, Randy Ambrosi, and the mayor of Hamilton, Fred Eisenberger, as we caught up with them down at Bayfront Park earlier today for the arrival of the Grey Cup. And I'm sure Andy's going to have a ton of great stories and can share his experience of riding in the helicopter. You can catch him on a brand new episode of Task and Twos dropping later this week on the Ticats Audio Network. Speaking of the Ticats Audio Network, busy day today on the program. You can catch a brand new episode of the Coach O Show. You can catch a brand new episode of the CFL This Week with Bubba O'Neill. He's joined by Donovan Bennett and Dave Naylor, an all-star group of analysts for that show. And if you're listening to those shows, they'll have their own keywords you'll want to enter at ticats.ca/listen-to-win. Because the keyword for this show, Montego Bay. And remember, the more you listen, the more chances you have to win those pair of passes to anywhere Swoop flies, or a pair of Grey Cup tickets. All right, before we go, had a chance to catch up with a proud Hamiltonian down at Bayfront Park today, Andrea Horvath. Of course, born and raised in Hamilton, went to McMaster. She's an MPP for Hamilton Centre. She's also the leader of the opposition for the Government of Ontario as the leader of the NDP. And we caught up with Ms. Horvath, and I asked her just about kind of the electricity in the city with the Grey Cup in town, and here's what she had to say.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, the whole city is vibrating with energy and excitement, and tons of folks came out for the arrival of the Cup, and it's going to be a great week, and it's going to culminate in a fantastic game on Sunday. So I'm excited. I think Hamiltonians, whether they're historically football fans or not, are excited. It's really, really great.
What are you most looking forward to showing off about Hamilton this week?
Just our spirit. Holy smokes. We've got I call this the city with a soul, Hamilton, and we're going to show that in spades, and in our hospitality and our good sportsmanship. I mean, we're great fans. We're loud. We make a lot of noise. We cheer on our team, and we, you know, make noise when we're cheering on the defense and all of that. So it's going to be fun. We're fun as well. So we like our sports. We love our sports, but we also love our fun.
And what's your prediction for the game?
Well, the Ticats are going to win, for sure, for sure. There's just no doubt. Sunday's game was fantastic in Toronto. Minnie Taylor, the MPP for Hamilton Mountain, and I attended that game, and we had a blast. It was wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
And that is Hamilton Center MPP, also the leader of the New Democrats, Andrea Horvath. And that'll do it for us today here on Ticats Today, as the Ticats still not back at practice. They will practice tomorrow, and we'll bring you everything you've come to expect from us here at Ticats Today from practice tomorrow. Also, the coaches' conferences are tomorrow, and things really start to kick into high gear. We'll have tons of special content the rest of the week, and again, those special contents, every single piece of content we put out, will have a chance for you to enter a keyword to win some Swoop airline passes or some Grey Cup tickets. So lots going on here on the Ticats Audio Network. We appreciate you checking us out. As mentioned, check out a brand new episode of the Coach O Show. Check out a brand new episode of the CFL this week. Subscribe to the Ticats Audio Network so you never miss an episode. And if you have any feedback, you have anything you want to say, you want to give any shout-outs, just hit me up on Twitter, at LouisB_TV. Thanks so much for listening. We are back tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Ticats Audio Network. I'm Louis B. Hoping you have a great day.
Ticats Today with Louis B. Subscribe, like, and get your Ticats fix every weekday.